This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on 18th June in Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on 18th June. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he has discussed with officials of the ministry and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers. Mr. Chauhan said that he has also reviewed the work plan for his ministry under the 100 days plan of the new government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting tomorrow morning to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Yesterday, Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir's security situation in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi. In Uttarakhand, at least 14 people were killed today in an accident on the Badrinath National Highway near Rendoli in Rudraprayag district, where a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured pilgrims were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while the other injured are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, the vehicle was carrying 26 people when the incident occurred. All bodies have been recovered. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep condolences. Prime Minister Modi has announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The joint statement of Group of Seven G7 nations on the final day of their annual summit in Italy has pledged support to specific infrastructure projects like the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, in their statement. The G7 summit leaders yesterday reaffirmed their dedication to a free and open Indo-Pacific governed by international law. They vowed to tackle what they called unfair business practices by China that were undermining their workers and industries. The summit statement stressed that the G7 was not trying to harm China or thwart its economic development, but would continue to take actions to protect the businesses from unfair practices to level the playing field and remedy ongoing harm. G7 leaders also said the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency must be allowed to work unhindered in war-torn Gaza. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed delight over the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it a world selection for the UNESCO Prix Versailles Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. Home Minister Amit Shah also hailed the achievement as a touching moment for India. The 18th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival was inaugurated in Mumbai in a grand opening ceremony this evening. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan and film celebrities Randeep Huda, Madhur Bhandarkar, Sonali Kulkarni and Divya Dutta were present at the inauguration. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, the match between India and Canada has been abandoned, without a ball being bowled due to rain. The inaugural champions, India, have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. Several parts of North and Central India continue to batter in stifling heat with no relief likely till June 19. The India Meteorological Department issued orange and red alerts for the next 5 days as the maximum temperatures hovered in the range of 44 to 46 degrees Celsius in Delhi and Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.